listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Local mine workers are having to add an hour or more to their work commute as the Peak Downs Highway near Keevil Ridge Mine remains closed. Detours are in place via Dysart Claremont Road, but it is unknown when the vital repairs will be made to reopen the highway. The Caterpillar 793, floating a mining excavator, ploughed into an area that's part of the Peak Downs Highway that runs over Hull Road. The incident happened on Saturday after 5 p.m. and Resources Safety and Health Queensland is investigating the incident. The state government's supermarket pricing committee won't commit any more regional hearings, but they say they'd like to if they can find the time. The group's goal is finding out the effects the big two have on Queensland farmers and consumers. Committee chair Tom Smith says they're looking at diaries but won't commit to any further regional hearings at this stage.
We do have quite a tight schedule as we need to report back to the Parliament by the end of May, but any opportunity that we can find to travel into the regions, well, that absolutely seize upon.
The next hearing in Brisbane allows farmers to submit anonymously. A woman who went missing from Rockhampton back in January still hasn't been found. Police say the 30-year-old from Mount Morgan was last seen on January 19, with police holding serious concerns as her disappearance is out of character. Jenny Che Tay is described as Asian, 150 centimetres tall, with a proportionate build, dark brown hair and brown eyes. If you have any information on her whereabouts, immediately contact police. And with home ownership declining and the cost of living rising, a Queensland lawyer is stressing the importance of insurance for your dog. Peter Mattello from Slater & Gordon says many people are unaware that home and contents insurance actually covers you if your dog was to attack someone.
You know, my clients are looking for support. They often look towards the owner of the dog and further to their insurance policies as to whether there is any support to cover those expenses.